beating us. I mean, that's just the law of averages on this thing. Now, you can call me what you want to call me. Call me ill-informed or emotional or whatever. Fine. I'm just telling you that's how I would have played it. But I'll say this. And you can say what you want to say about Butch Jones and Mike Ford and that kind of goofy offense, and it is kind of goofy. When Chavis went into that Mustang defense, and we saw it here, and you had our big receivers out there getting into that open space underneath all the stuff they were giving us, and we were running by their secondary, that was some of the most classic stuff you've ever seen. Wow. I cannot even begin to tell you, and we're going to go to the phones here once I get to, and I'm about 5 minutes away. And 865-200-5402 is our number. I can't even begin to convey to you how proud I am of this team. Oh, I know. I know now we're in a kind of in a perilous position because Alabama comes to town and Florida's going to try to finagle out of playing that game. They are. And Beano had a great point, which is if we were Alabama and Florida tried that shenanigans, Florida last night in Gainesville, every high school football game, according to my man Craig Jenkins, every high school football game in Gainesville was played last night. Huh? Huh? Jimmy Haim said today that there are reports out there that they're hosting recruits on that campus this weekend. Huh? Huh? Now, those things can happen, but they couldn't play that game? I'm going to call this what it is. Jeremy Foley. See, when you heard Commissioner Sankey today, and we made a prank call down to his office yesterday, actually a couple. Lou Holtz called him, and fake Scott Farrell called him. Jeremy Foley today took his off day, and he went and played some shuffleboard in the morning, and then he went and had some, played some croquet in the afternoon, and he had his, and then he had, ladies and germs, he had a fanny pack on today. And Greg Sankey's manhood, all his male parts, Sankey's male parts are in Jeremy Foley's fanny pack. He's currently walking around with them. And that's why Sankey sounded a little bit like Michael Jackson met Mike Tyson today when he did not guarantee us that game will be played. Oh, it better, you know, it should be played. I didn't hear him definitively go, you know what? We're not going to let Florida out of this. So we sit here tonight unbelievably proud. I'll speak for me. Some are going to accuse me of being a, what would they say right now? I can't believe you're happy with a loss. I've never been prouder. I mean, I got literally, I'm misty-eyed thinking about what I saw from that team today. In a sports world today, ladies and gentlemen, that gives us a time so little to be really proud of. I mean, we got to fake it till we make it in the sports world today at times. You get a group of people that just capture your heart. And damn it, this team is fun. And they play all out. And I don't know if I've ever been prouder. And they lost. You know, I have a feeling right now of when I was a student at Tennessee. Those of you who are around for this will relate to this. And I was talking with a youngster today, came up and hugged me. I say youngster, probably mid-30s. He said, Tony, and this is when we were down 2 touchdowns. He said, you realize everything we've been through in this game? I said, yeah, I do. He said, do you realize everything that this team has been through this season? I said, yeah, I do. He said, do you realize how many miracles, because these guys won't quit, we've seen? I said, yeah, I do. He said, you know, I've listened to your show for years, and I've heard people talk about that 85 team. He said, and I've always felt left out when they talk about it, because I don't remember it. I was four years old. He said, I can watch the videos, but unless you really live through something, you don't really experience it. And that's a lot of truth to that. That's a lot of wisdom right there. He turned to me and he said, you know what? He said, I don't know if I've ever been, if I've ever felt the way this team makes me feel. He said, and I never understood those people who said that the 85 team meant more to some of those people than the 1998 team. And he looked at me and he said, but there's something to be said for getting the most out of what you have, leaving it all out there. This is when we're down 2 scores. He said, you know what? We may not come back in this game. He said, but if I can get through to you tonight, that's what I'm going to say about this team. He said, they may not win today. He said, it looks like they're not going to. In fact, it looks like if A&M scores again, they're going to roll us. And I'm telling you, I hugged this guy when he said it. He said, I don't know if I've ever been prouder. And we're losing. And I said, exactly. McDowell, Danny O'Brien, the absolute forward pass from Dobbs that they, I disagree with the call. Now, I'm sure Rocky Good will tell us all in this market on Monday that it was a complete pass, as he shills for the officials. Tennessee got a terrible whistle down there today, an absolutely abhorrent, and I'm not going to bitch about it. This was only the second time in 15 minutes I've bitched. And probably over our 4, 5, 6, 7 hours together tonight, probably going to complain about it, oh, I don't know, about 30 more times. Kind of a money-back guarantee sort of thing. I sit here tonight as somebody who is speechless at what I saw. And that is such a – this team has done this to me now after the App State game, because I'd never seen anything like that, neither had you. The Florida game, never seen anything like that. Last week's game, never seen anything like it. Have you ever seen anything like this game right here? I mean, have you ever? Because the answer is, let me help you out with the answer. The answer is no. Oh, my gosh. Oh, bear with me here as I get my bearings about me. And then we're going to fire the periscope up here momentarily.
I am me, we are us, and we are live. Oh. Live in studio with you, 865-200-5402. Our first caller tonight, I'm told by my lovely wife, Laura, who held it down for us, has been on hold for well over an hour. Honey, would you do me a favor? I need something to drink. Something kind of sort of caffeinated. And maybe a little something to eat as well. I forgot to eat. I mean, I was just so I was just so, I don't even know how to describe it. So freaked by the whole thing. Let's get situated here. Thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for understanding that we are a, we're a family operation here. We're the little guys. And this is my studio. And this is my thing. And I appreciate everybody that will call in tonight. Oh, man, I gotta get my breath here. Wow. I'm blown away proud. I'm blown away proud of these guys. I'm blown away proud. I'm blown away. I'm blown away. I'm blown away. I'm blown away. Hmm. Oh, man. What a crazy game. All right, let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. The Vols lose 45-38 in overtime. We'll look at some of the numbers from the game. Do the numbers matter? 700-plus yards of total offense, 6 turnovers, countless untold, what do we call them? Countless untold, come around here, Lyle. I want you all to meet my friend, Lyle. This is my guy here, look. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. Give him thumbs up, Lyle. That's my man right there. Lyle came with us today. We had an unbelievable time. Lyle, thanks, man. Love you, bro. I'll talk to you. Let's go to the phones. We'll get as many people in here. Can Periscopers, can y'all hear me? I'm not seeing any comments, hearts. What's going on there? What do we have that thing? I got to look at my settings. I don't know how to do that. Okay. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us, 865-200-5402. Let me get this first caller. It's been on forever. And then Beanstar wants to join. Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome.
What's up, T-Boss? This is Brady.
Hey, Brady. Welcome in, man.
Man, you know, I got a lot of stuff. I hope you'll...
I'm bearing with you. I got a lot of time. Hey, Brady, I got a lot of time here. Go ahead.
All right. Number one, you know, the fix was in that first quarter. You know, when Dobbs, his arm was going forward and the ball went forward and there wasn't even a replay. I mean, come on, man.
Not even a replay. I mean, it's like...
not even a replay.
What,
not even a second thought.
Not even a second thought.
And in fact, the television coverage showed it once live and then they like went one quick and then they just covered it up. So, I mean, come on, man. His arm was going forward, the ball went forward. What else do you want? I don't know about it, man. The fix was in. You know, you couple that with the, you know, the Hurricane Florida LSU game. I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, I really think they're putting a patsy in there for Alabama to roll over. That's money, man. You know, let them play Ohio State, right? That's a big money game.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start.
Outside of that, Tone.
Yeah.
I've said all week, if, especially with the Jalen Hurd deal, who knows what's going on? I don't know. I don't really care. He wasn't there.
Oh, I do
know. That's what I know.
I know. You want me to tell you what's going on?
Tell me what's going on, man.
Because I know what's going on. He was seriously concussed in the football game last week. It was not the hit on the goal line. It was one of the tackles later on that happened around the goal line. He has been unable, basically, this week to shake it. And the truth is, this is more terrible news. They're worried about him next week for the Alabama game. He did not make the trip. People that are rumor-mongering about him being unhappy and this and that are doing exactly that. They're rumor-mongering. And it's a shame. because he doesn't deserve that. His family doesn't deserve that. And the kid was in the dark this week, literally, a whole lot. I mean, I'm talking about this football team, and he's kind of emblematic of it. This football team has been beaten up. And so it's not fair. So that's the deal with Jalen Hurd. I don't know if it's a foregone conclusion that he plays this weekend. I'm not saying he's not. I'm talking about the Alabama game.
Well, either way, going into Texas A&M, we knew we weren't going to have him.
Right.
Butch Jones knew it. You know, Doughboy knew it. Everybody knew it.
Yep.
I said personally, my personal opinion, if Dobbs didn't run between 12 and 15 designed runs,
yes,
we were going to lose the game.
Yes.
Well, he didn't run between 12 and 15 designed runs, and we lost the game. I mean, we put him back there. He got some really good yards. He really did. Passing the ball, I'm really pleased.
He did.
We come back and made a game out of this thing. And but his game, man, is making people look like dummies, and we didn't make people dummies. Our offensive coordinator, we stood back here and made it a traditional game, which played right into John Chavis's hands. He was glad we did that.
Yeah, he only held us to 700 yards of total offense, gave up a 14-point lead. You know, here's the thing. I agree with you, okay? To me, if I have Dobbs, he's a weapon. I'd use him the way A&M used Knight, and I'm running. I'm running him. I agree with that. We got the turnover around midfield to begin the game and ran that goofy third down play where Dobbs needs to get the ball there. And there's just no – but you got a situation here where you've got a staff that does not trust that senior quarterback. They just don't. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they say it. I don't care how they spin it. They don't trust him. And so you're left with let's try to manage our way through this thing and let's try and get wins. He played gallantly, valiantly in the game, and they almost won anyway.
They did.
It's a hell of an effort. It's a hell of an effort, Brady. I mean, you can't.
No. It was, man. I mean, listen, as the comeback, you know, as we kept coming back, you know, with the six turnovers, I mean, my Lord, we've never been in a game. We should never be in a game with six turnovers.
Never in a million years.
That even puts more verdict on the coaching staff. I mean, how do you take that kind of talent that can turn it over six times in a 107,000 stadium environment in the middle of Texas and be in a game?
Well, I'll flip that around on you. How do you take a team that has six turnovers and be in a game? Yeah, I think you're well coached when you do that, aren't you? I mean, you somehow found the way to keep your team in the game, right? You get credit for that, don't you?
Well, yeah. Okay, I'll give them credit.
Okay.
They kept plugging. But here, I'm going to stand with you, and I'm going to stand real firm at the end of the game. There was no other option but to go for two.
My mind
went back to the Florida State Miami, you know, where Bobby Bowden went for it and didn't get it, and everybody saw it for a decade. You know what? That's as good a recruiting tool as you need. Florida State went on to win national championships. I think you should have went for that right there.
There was no
way we need to go into overtime.
Yeah,
no
I agree.
Way.
I mean,
we just iced that kicker. There's no way.
With everything we've been through, yeah, I'll take a little coffee, please. Water it down just a little bit. Hey, Brady, I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Good talking to you. I'm the type. Again, this is a little unconventional. I'm looking at that game. I'm going, hey, we came from two scores down. We're on the road. Generally, the adage is you play for the tie. You got bodies strewn all over the field. I want to win. Now, maybe that's crazy. I go for two there. Try to put it out. Say to my team, hey, look, guys, what do y'all think? Let's go to the phones. I can't even comprehend what we just saw. I appreciate it so much. I'm going to bring Bino in here. He's going to be with us for a long time tonight. Bino, welcome in. No Dub Smith tonight. Bino, how you doing, buddy?
Tony B, glad to be here with you, buddy. And I guess right off the top, we knew that we probably couldn't continue to play from far behind and
yeah.
play undisciplined and play turnover prone and be undermanned and continue to win football games. But they just about proved all of that to Big Bunk again. And this is the 52nd Tennessee football team that I can remember, Tony. We've never had one with more moxie. Never.
I walk away from it, Bino, and I say to myself, in a sports world that just gives us so little, right? That just gives us so little with regards to really repaying you. I mean, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Yeah.
We invested in that game today. And on my Tony's totals yesterday, I said 4 hours, and you looked at me at our live broadcast at the Kenjo Market, 1700 block of Broadway yesterday. You looked at me and were like, 4 hours? I think I'll play the over. How long was that game?
Tony, you can't.
What in the hell?
The way football's played today, plus with television's influence, games have gone from 3 hours to at least 3.5, 3:45. You throw SEC officials in there, you got a good 4 hours. Now it's a 5 hour event.
So, Bino, let's get here to the rubber meet the road. And I am not second guessing Butch Jones. I'm not. I'm just saying this is what I would have done. I have a team that's come all the way back from 14 down, but I know that my defense is beat up. I know I'm on fumes. I know they just went down the field on me. They were going to score that knockout touchdown, but I knocked the ball away. I got a second life. I go for two there. In overtime, I do not kick a field goal. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Tony. You're not wrong. I would not have been upset one bit at Butch Jones had he decided to do exactly what you're saying. But I personally wouldn't have done it, and I don't blame Jones for not doing it. That may be total fence straddling, but I understand your point. I don't blame Butch Jones for not going in that direction.
We're all different. And here's the thing about college football that's great about this game is that no two answers can be 100% right. There's so much gray in that game. That's why it's so interesting. Like you said, the adage is through time. People were looking to me today in Bearden Hill Fieldhouse, Bino, and they were saying, you can't turn the ball over 6 times and win a game. As if you're somehow mathematically eliminated from a game because you turned the ball over. Well, as you said, Tennessee turned the ball over 6 times and was in a position to win the game.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to the phones. It's crazy. 865-200-5402. Be with you for a while tonight on your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter. Fan Reaction, the place where we talk about it and do it in real time. As I welcome our next caller in, hello and welcome.
How you doing, Tony?
Wow, I'm pretty numb, man.
Yeah, so am I. I've kind of got a list for you and Bino.
Go for it and take your time.
And I will. First of all, when you pick the ball off on the first offensive series at another team's stadium, you've got to put the scripted plays in your back pocket and you've got to throw it downfield. And we didn't do that. Did we?
No, we did not.
No, we didn't. In fact, if you have Jennings at wide receiver and you don't throw at least 5 passes up to him, it's crazy. I'm talking about like the ball he caught, the 50-50 ball down there. Help me out here, guys. What am I missing?
You have
Why won't they do that?
The ball down the field,
it's maddening.
You have a free series.
It's mad.
Intercepted it. You throw it down the field.
It's maddening. I'll tell you this about Butch Jones. The guy's never going to change. He's done a hell of a job with this team, and there's a lot you can say. I mean, it's a nice coaching job today. It really, I mean, to get them to keep them in that game is a nice coaching job. At the same time, you look at things, and I'm going to let you go through your list, but that's a great place to start. I look at that first series and I go, okay, on third and short, don't you have to get Dobbs with the ball in his hands on the perimeter there? I mean, isn't that what A&M did to us?
Why don't you throw – I mean, Mark Richt, I mean, there's a litany of coaches that on first down right there would throw a jump ball in the end zone. And just if they intercept it, if it's incompleted, whatever, or you score a touchdown. I mean, it's insane. But what do? You run it kind of off tackle in the – kind of up the middle. I mean, you don't even – you want to talk about silence the crowds? You didn't do it, but that's not even my point.
It's better than that, though. How about third down? I mean, I'm Italian. I'm sorry, but how about third down? Why would you run the ball at their best defensive player? What are you thinking you're accomplishing there by doing that?
Because his ankle was hurt.
Oh.
But listen, my frustration with this team. I mean, the defense is playing with a masked unit of backups. And backups I mean, they got third teamers in there. But six turnovers, Tony. And this defense is playing awesome. And let me tell you, the defense was in a short field twice. 14 easy points. You cannot drop the football six times on offense. And it's happening every game. You know what? It's going to happen against Alabama.
Well, they're going down the stretch. There's no question. There are a couple of things that this team absolutely has to clean up, and that's ball security and that's discipline as far as penalties go. And the strange thing is, those are areas that have been real strong for us under Butch Jones ever since he got here. And now he's got a veteran team that's not very good at those two things. Kind of odd. Really, really strange.
And it's so frustrating to me that, I mean, and I follow Twitter. I've been watching, and I love my Vols. And it's painful to watch. I played ball in high school. I blew my knees out. But you know what? It's about ball security. And you have blue chip skill players dropping the ball.